Item 7, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to declare a 5.5-acre parcel at 4320 South 6th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as excess property, and issue a request for proposals for said property.
And we had last month, we had a very good report on the Green Corridor, and Supervisor Haas is here now with a action item on this. So this committee has gotten good background already. Hopefully we can move this forward and just talk about the action that's before us. Supervisor Haas, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Good morning, Madam Chair and committee members. Thank you very much for having this item before you today. This is, as you heard, this is part of the ongoing collaboration with myself and Alderman Terry Witkowski from the City of Milwaukee. He represents the area that this portion of 6th Street is in. As we heard, the 6th Street is the Green Corridor in the City of Milwaukee. It is a showcase of green technology and development. It is fitting, perhaps, that this land up to 1965 was the North Shore Railroad line, which is an electric railroad that ran from Green Bay down to Chicago. It actually inspired the Japanese to build their bullet trains. That said, we have had this land since 65, and it has been empty in this portion in question between West Bolivar and Wilson Creek, just north of West Slayton Avenue. The resolution comes to you from the administration seeking RFP for this land, the development of this land. My amendment, which is also before you, makes some additions to the resolution. The primary change is to add language that specifies sustainable development techniques, which have been used in the Green Corridor, instructs RFP respondents to use these technologies in their proposed developments. But it says, including but not limited to. I did not want to say you will use this and you will use that, but I know there are groups out there, there are developers out there that are interested in using these in the spirit, in the philosophy, in the reality of the Green Corridor. So with that, I ask for the passage of the amendment, and I would move approval on this resolution.
Well, you need a committee member to do that. Nice try, though.
Thank you,
Supervisor Taylor and then Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I got a question, I guess. I mean, I have no problem, obviously, with the what was before us regarding, you know, declaring it excess property. But this amendment kind of limits potential bidders, I would think, that if you're only going towards a certain type of development, we may not get the biggest bang for our buck, and you're limited to those that would believe in this Green Corridor, which I don't have a problem with that, but I don't think we should be taking county property and saying, all right, we're gonna determine excess, but we really only want a certain type of person to bid on it. I don't think that's fair. I don't think we'll get the best value because you're already going to eliminate a certain segment of the population, probably a large segment of the population, from bidding for it. So I'm not going to support this amendment for that reason.
Supervisor Johnson?
Madam Chair, I move approval of the amendment, proposed amendment.
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just going to point out it does say included, including but not limited to, so it kind of specifies that type of development but also doesn't limit it as well.
Were you finished? I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm following Supervisor Taylor.
So you're following on Supervisor Johnson's comment? Corp Counsel, is there a concern with the procedure? Let's hold on.
Mr. Bargan?
Mr. Bargan. Are you having a concern about the procedure being used here?
I just missed the question, sorry.
We have a recommended resolution from the administration, and before us from Supervisor Haas and moved into motion by a committee member is a amendment. And the question is there a concern with the procedure?
And I have a question.
There might be, except I think that the administration is okay with this amendment. So,
I'm having a couple different conversations at once here. So the question is, from a procedure base, is this okay, or from a content base? I think either way, from our perspective, to Supervisor Taylor's comment, it absolutely will restrict the potential users and the end value of the property. There's no question that is an outcome. I think in this circumstance, because of the zoning of the property, it's actually an intended outcome. And the reason I say that is because, and I apologize we didn't bring the visual today, you had it last meeting. If you follow this property north, you have the farmer's market, and it's a part of this green corridor. So from a planning perspective, that power is with the city. From a planning perspective, they have made the affirmative decision that we want to use the green corridor for demonstration purposes. So if we went out for highest land value and got back a proposal, it likely couldn't get zoning because it would be too high density and otherwise. And so here we have a municipal partner that says we want to use this for demonstration. We understand that meets or that influence cost. And we did not have this on our radar until we were approached by Supervisor Haas. So it's not one that is a top priority for us to get to market. It's just a way to support the neighborhood planning that's going on in the area. So from a general perspective, I would agree on this. I think this is a very, very unique circumstance. From a policy perspective, that was our intent anyhow, and I don't think this really changes the intent of that, which is to work with the neighborhood on the RFP to be able to evaluate those measures.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I did work with our economic development director in crafting this language. I showed it to him before this was finally drawn up. So, again, I have the understanding of the approval, the approval of the economic development director, that this language would be suitable.
Certainly need my approval on the policy side of things, but yes, I think that this is something that we could administratively implement and follows our intent as well.
Supervisor Ball.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Question, Director T. Whaley Smith, is Supervisor Taylor's concerns right if individuals or developers that have a different vision for that space, do they still have the opportunity to apply for that RFP, or does this amendment kind of preference that green terminology and philosophy?
My intent would be the latter. It would be the preference. It would be a point value on the application. We currently have a point value when we do things in the Park East based on the PERC requirement that had a green component to it. In this circumstance, we would follow a very similar process where, yes, it would be a point value assigned, and similar to the Park East, where part of the Park East RFP scoring process is that you meet the local plan for the area, the redevelopment plan. Most of those restrictions are sort of in the neighborhood plan, so we will simply be referencing the neighborhood plan in that regard.
Gotcha. And just want to confirm that, because I think he has a good point. We could see developers that want to develop on this property, but it doesn't restrict anybody from applying. There's just a preference for green technology and the green philosophy through that corridor.
Correct, Supervisor. Most of you were part of the conversation of the review of the three potentials for our last Park East project, and there were ones that better met the requirements and scored higher. And if there were one on that list if we only get one response, but it still doesn't meet what the neighborhood vision is, we're not obligated to accept that through our process. We would just simply hold off on reissuing an RFP until we knew there was more demand.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other comments from the committee? I think, if I'm correct, we're following the county ordinances on real estate, which is to declare it excess and also to state the procedure, which is in this case going to be a recommendation from the county that we follow the green corridor philosophy when we do the RFP. So that's my understanding. We're doing two things, excess property and how we're going to proceed with the RFP. All right. Seeing no one else wanting to ask a comment, I don't know if the other supervisors. Nope. Okay. We've got a motion to approve the amendment that has been brought forward, the motion from Supervisor Johnson. So on the amendment, Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Schmidt.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
No.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
I'm sorry, Rainey. Okay. There are four ayes, two noes. The motion to approve the amendment is approved.
And now, as approved, a motion.
So moved.
Supervisor Johnson moves approval as amended. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
There are six ayes, zero noes. The motion to approve as amended is approved.
Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor Haas. All right, Madam Clerk, please call item 8.